cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In nail case, I'll add a premium if you can find
them. Really? They're valuable?
Valuable.
Hmm. Is it for the wood or what?
Well, people make things out of them, dress them up, decorative. And paint them.
I see. And then what would you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. And to make horses go faster if you're driving a buggy?
With a whip.
Okay. And then if you buy groceries, when you are ready to take them out, the grocer would put them in a
bag
made of
paper.
Okay. And what did a large quantity of sugar come in?
Sugar usually came in sacks.
Made of?
Cotton.
Okay. And what would you call a bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in or feed?
Crocus bag.
Crocus?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear another name for that, like toe sack or gunny sack or burlap bag?
Burlap, yes. But I think the other's probably around New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. But crocus sack is
crocus, right? Yes.
Good. Do you know how much, what you would call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
I would think a wagon load, but
okay.
There again, I'm not a
what would you call the amount of wood you might be able to carry in your arms?
Cord of wood. Well.
In your arms?
You no, no, you couldn't carry a cord of wood, no. You couldn't carry too much wood in your arms.
So you just say, I have a
palm load of wood.
All right. And if your light went out, you'd have to put in a new?
New bulb.
Or to use the longer phrase, a new what bulb?
Light bulb.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing that you would put in the top of a bottle to hold the liquid in?
The cork or the cap.
Okay. And suppose it were not made of cork. Suppose it were glass. That would be a...
Can I call it cruller top?
A what?
I was thinking about the word cruller, but that's not it, no.
You might just call it a cork.
Glass cap or something.
All right. Mm-hmm. And what's the little musical instrument children used to play?
Mouth organ.
Any other name? What's the one they used to pluck?
Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. And you pound nails with a
hammer.
Okay, now these are about wagons, so you may or may not know them. What is the long wooden piece between the horses on a wagon?
That's a tongue, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And then on a buggy, what are the two wooden pieces that the horse is backed in between?
Call those staves? No, I don't think
possibly.
So.
Any other? I'll take that. What is the steel part outside the wagon wheel?
The, the hook, or the band, I guess, that goes around the wheel.
Okay, let's see, with the parts of the wheel, you have the hub inside,
hub,
and then
the
spokes.
Spokes.
And then what?
Then the band.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word felly, by the way? Felly or feller? It has something to do with a wagon wheel. Then, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, do you know what you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
No experience with horses and wagons.
All right.
I've ridden in them, but somebody
but unless you've done it yourself,
nope.
You probably wouldn't know.
Wasn't raised on a farm.
If a man has a load of wood and he's just driving along, you'd say he's doing what with the wood? He might be loading.
Selling wood.
Loading it and unloading it. He's...
Delivering wood.
Okay, well, we'll stop with that.
Stop with that.
Okay, if there's a log across the road and it's too heavy to lift, you might say, I tied a rope around it and I...
Pulled it out of the way.
Another word for pull.
Dragged it.
Mm-hmm. And I have... Same
dragged.
Word. And I will...
Drove.
I will
drag.
Mm-hmm. When would you use drug now?
Some people would use it instead of saying that, you know.
Would you use drug?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
But I've seen.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you break the ground with in the spring if you're a farmer?